This is HPR episode 1893 entitled, My Last Pass Alternative, and is part of the series, Privacy and Security. It is hosted by Toget and is about 4 minutes long. The summary is, how I do password management among my devices.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey, this is Toget again, calling in for another Hacker Public Radio recording. With all that's been going on lately with LastPass, I decided to go ahead and post my solution for what I'm doing for password management. I'm currently using KeePass, but I've got an interesting combination of components working together to make it work. First of all, I downloaded KeePass from, it's actually in the repos for Fedora, so I was using it from there. Took my passwords from LastPass, exported them, imported them into KeePass, and got that working. But I wanted to be able to do more than just have a simple task manager on there. I have multiple devices, both Android and Windows and Linux, and that I have to keep in sync. So I took the LastPass database and I put it into a own cloud folder that's synced between my devices. Did run into a little quirk with that where I can't launch the desktop client on login because I need to give time for OwnCloud to go ahead and sync, and I also need to exit the LastPass before I close the machine, otherwise it will not sync the database. Along with having it sync to the different clients, I'm using a couple of add-ins. For Firefox, I'm using PassiFox, which allows me to integrate similar to LastPass with the way I'm working. I did run into with PassiFox that I had to disable or had to re-enable saving passwords because PassiFox actually replaces Firefox's password manager with its own, and if you have save passwords turned off, it won't ask you to save it. For Chrome, I use Chrome iPass to sync between the different to do a similar functionality in there. I also wanted to be able to access it on my Android devices, and in F-Droid, there is a KeePass for Android that you can download from F-Droid. It allows you to automatically sync the or access the passwords on your mobile device. I'm using the OwnCloud client on my device to also keep that password in sync on there, so I've got the same password accessed at all of them. But I also often have to log in as a machine that does not have my tools installed, and I don't want to go through installing or copying down a database or setting up a sync or anything like that. I wanted something real simple and straightforward. I found a utility called BrowserPass. It's a web page or a set of scripts that allow you to access your LastPass database from a browser. Well, since I'm already running a home server with OwnCloud on it, adding in another service on there to support BrowserPass was easy enough. And since it's on the same trouble, I can actually, or same server, I can actually link from BrowserPass over to the folder or file I have synced from OwnCloud. It keeps everything all on a server that I can access any place. I've got my server secured with SSL, so I feel relatively safe using that. It's not quite as smooth an integration as everything with LastPass, but it works great for everything I need to do, and it's everything under my control. Look forward to hearing comments from people on this. Email me if you have any questions, and I'll have links for all the different applications in the show notes. Thanks.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.